Archer's Omnibus for the week 7 to 12 January 2001.
Come on.
How are we getting on?
Struggling.
Well, here, let me have a go.
No, I can manage. I've skinned a dead lamb before.
That's all right. I'm here to send you in for lunch anyway. Your mother insisted I wasn't to take no for an answer. I can take her while you go and eat. I'll pass you now.
What? Oh, here.
Thanks. How's it been going?
Oh, not so busy these last few hours, but... Oh, it was bedlam in here about 5 this morning.
Yeah, well, you'd better get something to eat and have a break, haven't you?
Right. Well, I'll just go in the caravan and wash my hands.
Okay.
Dad?
Yeah?
Look, about the new tractor and drill...
Oh, Debbie, not this again, please.
Yeah, but look, I just don't think you're thinking it through properly.
No, I'm not. Mainly because I've thought it through properly already. Which is why I said no as emphatically as I did.
Yeah, but...
I mean, come on, Debbie. An outlay of 100 grand, what did you think I'd say?
You must see that it's a false economy not going for it.
I can see there's a huge risk of investing that kind of capital right now. And quite frankly, it's not one I'm prepared to take. We've been through all this, Debbie. The economic situation is dire enough without forking out huge amounts of...
Dad, we're currently losing money anyway with the kit we're using on breakdowns and maintenance.
Oh, don't exaggerate.
I'm not. Our current drill's practically been through its own cost in spare parts these last 2 years.
But again, it's a question of risks, darling. Weighing up the odds, I think we're better off sticking with what we've got than doing what you're suggesting. There.
But what about what we'd save on the sewing?
Debbie, enough. Now, which one does this skin need tying on? This one over here.
Yeah, that's right. The ewe's in the corner. Look,
it is a hot lunch, you know. If you don't go in soon, it'll be cold. Let's keep your mother happy on her birthday.
Dad.
Go on.
Right. Forget it. Just forget it.
Well, better put this back in the oven for a hand. Otherwise, it's going to get cold.
Looks like it.
So, what are your plans for this evening? While your father's wining and dining with us, is.
Alison, I thought we'd get a video out and have a girly evening in together.
Oh, she'll enjoy that.
Oh, so will I.
She's missed you not being around, you know.
Yeah, I get the impression that's because I've not been here to take the flak. I reckon she's been in the firing line.
Alice? Oh, she hardly gets any flak. Well, no more than any 12-year-old gets, I expect.
I'm better behaved than I was at that age.
Oh, you weren't that bad.
Mum, I was expelled from school.
Well, they asked us to withdraw you, darling. Well, I like to think there's a subtle but significant difference.
If you say so. Anyway, I'm more together now.
Well, yes, I suppose. Mm. And of course you've got Lucas.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose I have. You're going to like him, Mum. He's a sweetheart.
Of course I will. I've always liked your boyfriend.
Excuse me? Spike?
Oh, well, Spike was all right in an earthy sort of way.
Oh, Mum, please. The look on your face when he pulled up in that converted ambulance.
Look, can we get back to the subject in hand? We were talking about you and Lucas.
And what about him?
Well, for a start, I just wondered if there was any, you know, any definite date for him arriving.
Not sure, to be honest. What's his work, you see? He's very busy at the moment, and it depends when he finishes and gets a break before moving to Joburg and the new job.
But he will be here for the birth.
Well, that's the plan. Providing it all fits in, you know, the timing of the baby and everything.
Oh, that's fine, darling. But I just want to make sure everything's organised for him when he arrives. And, I mean, obviously, I know journalism can be a very demanding profession.
Yeah, it is. And when your career's on the up, well, just getting away can be a problem.
Yes. And that's something else I wanted to talk to you about.
What? Lucas's career?
No, not exactly. Look, with his career being so promising... in South Africa, It sort of seems to imply that you know, after you've had the baby, that he'll...
Sorry I was so long. I just washed my hands when Dad needed a pound or something.
Oh, never mind, darling. Put your lunch in the oven. Sit down.
No, you stay there. I'll see to it. Oh, careful, Debs. It'll be hot.
I will. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm starving.
Yeah,
so was I.
Oh, you would be.
Or eating for two. You're not having anything, Mum?
Saving myself for tonight.
Oh, yes, of course. Birthday girl. Where's Dad taking you, Mum?
the Mont Blanc.
Mm. Pushing the boat out then.
Well, you know what your father's like. Doesn't like to stint himself.
Shame he's not like that when it comes to farm machinery.
Oh, no. You haven't fallen out, have you?
No, it's one of those farm arguments we've had before and almost certainly we'll be having again. It's made all the less pleasant by the fact that it's in the middle of lambing. That's all.
Oh, blimey. When it hurts, it really hurts.
I'm back.
Oh, great.
How have you got on?
Oh, wonderful. Been to the loo, made a cup of coffee.
I don't know how you keep up the pace. How's it feeling?
Oh. Well, it's fine most of the time, and then wham, hurts like hell.
You want a painkiller?
Yeah, I think so.
Hang on, you poor old thing.
I was trying not to take so many.
A bit soon for that, perhaps.
Maybe.
I want to drop the kids off at Shula's.
Oh? Oh, it's boring just sitting around.
I know. Yeah.
Contemplating the theory of buying in Hereford's as opposed to putting it into practice.
You want me to open that pill bottle for you?
Yeah, go on.
Poor you. It's worse than it was, isn't it? Here.
Thanks. Yeah. I think it might be. I mean, I had hoped we might be able to nip up to Hollowtree, see what needs doing there for when the beef cattle come in.
David, you've got to be joking. You can hardly move.
I went to the loo, I made coffee.
Yeah, very good, but
I want to get this going, not just keep talking about it.
Look, if you're feeling a bit better in a few days' time, we'll get you into the car, OK?
OK. It's ironic, isn't it? You having to nursemaid me.
Yeah. I mean, not so long ago, it was the other way around.
Be nice when neither of us have to, won't it?
Only me!
In the sitting room, Jill.
Just thought I'd come and see how you're doing.
Oh, bearing up, just about.
You tried to cut down on the painkillers.
Oh, no, really?
Now, don't you start fussing. I've got enough to deal with without everyone fussing.
You sound like your father.
Have a chair, Jill. You want a coffee?
That'll be nice, thanks.
I'll just put the kettle on.
So you've been fussing over Dad, have you, Mum?
No, not really. He was just on his way to see to the young stock, and I made some passing joke about his retirement.
It's only temporary. As soon as I'm up and about, he can relax as much as he likes.
Of course, but you know your father. Yeah. If I don't tell him to slow down, he overdoes things.
Yep.
And he's not getting a lot of time off at the moment.
Weren't you two supposed to be going to the NFU luncheon thing this week?
Yeah, the New Year do.
Well, we were. But I'm sure he'll say he hasn't got the time.
That's not fair. I'm sure the farm can spare him for a few hours.
Yeah, especially now Ruth's able to do more around the place.
Yes, but don't forget, he's already taking time up to go and see the solicitor tomorrow to sort out all this share business.
Well, then, we'll have to find the cover for him to be able to do both. Right, David?
Right.
Oh, something with Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, you phoning's given me an excuse to get out of watching it, to be honest. So, how are you? Oh, yeah? Where? Right. I'm sure it is a nice leafy suburb, but you know why? Because it's not Cape Town. I know, Lucas, but I want to be able to paddle with the baby on Musenberg Beach, walk along the pipe track under the mountain. I don't want us living in a place where you need to employ personal security. I know. I'm sorry. It's just... Look, it may be where it's at for you, but Cape Town's so beautiful. No, me neither. Yeah, I guess we're going to have to think some more. I miss you too. Look, when are you coming over? Well, have you got a flight yet? No, it's okay, honestly. I know you're busy. Just let me know when you've got it sorted. Look, I'd better go. This phone call must be costing you a fortune. Yeah, I will. Don't worry. I love you too. Bye.
There you are. I was beginning to think I'd have to go and send a waitress to look for you.
Sorry I was so long, darling.
You'll never guess who I've just seen at the table round the corner.
Who?
Caroline.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not in her room, I presume?
No, of course not. She's with Oliver Sterling.
Oh, I see.
Having a very intimate conversation, I might add.
Which you thought you'd go and interrupt?
Well, I couldn't pass by without saying hello, could I?
No, I don't suppose you could. Come on, have another glass of this.
Oh, I think I will. Thanks.
Then maybe we can think about ordering a pud.
Oh, do you think I dare?
I think you can risk it.
I don't want to regret this in the morning.
Depends what you think you might regret.
I meant I get on the bathroom scales.
So did I. Anyway, you eat as much pudding as you like. You'll still stay as slim as a bluebell.
Oh, you're an old flatterer, Brian. You always were.
Charmer, possibly. Flatterer, never. Jenny.
Hmm?
Did you manage to talk to Kate about this chap of hers?
Lucas. Well, I did try to broach the subject, yes. And I didn't manage to glean that much more about him. Or when he's likely to arrive, unfortunately.
Hmm.
But he is a professional journalist, Brian, as you know. And that row they had was, well, it was all about his career and where he's got to live for him to get on, apparently.
Do you think he can make her happy, though, darling?
Well, I get the feeling he's good for her. Won't take any of her nonsense. You know how stubborn Kate can be.
Good heavens, I think I'm beginning to like him already.
So you're not going to play the heavy father with her about him, then?
No. Lord knows I've managed to completely alienate one of my daughters because of her partner. To do it twice would look like carelessness.
Oh, yes, speaking of which, what was it you said that got Debbie sulking this lunchtime?
Grief, you don't want to talk about the woes of the farmer's world, do you? We're supposed to be celebrating your birthday.
Don't worry, darling. I'm having a wonderful time. And it's a celebration I propose doesn't end at this restaurant.
Hey, well, I'll drink to that. Happy birthday, darling.
Cheers.
That's £2.52 then, please, love.
I mean, what do you think, Mum?
Me? Oh, I don't know. Well, the trouble is, no one's really had a chance to talk to Kate yet. Not properly. Well,
Jennifer has. Well, she must have.
Yes, but you know what she's like with Kate. She'll skirt round the issue, won't she? She won't confront the thing head on in case her ladyship throws a tantrum and disappears into the sunset again.
Oh, yeah, same with all of us, I suppose.
Yeah, certainly seems that way.
But, I mean, supposing it is a worst-case situation. Supposing Kate's plan is to have the baby here, then shoot back off to South Africa.
Well, that's not a problem for you, is it?
It is if she decides Phoebe's got to go with them. Why does this have to happen now?
It was never going to be a good time, was there?
No, but... Well, everything was just beginning to work out. And college is over, and got a good job. Moved in with Hayley. She's got a lovely flat. Oh. And we're going to get married. And I've got my daughter happy and all settled in her new home, and got things sorted out with a certain grandparent so that, you know, she knows what the boundaries are and she doesn't overstep them.
Yeah, I take it you mean...
Jenny, you know what I mean, Mum. You know, and then, bang, Kate arrives out of nowhere and suddenly everything's blown wide open.
Well, OK, supposing you're right. Supposing Kate has turned up because she wants to have the baby here and then go back to South Africa.
Oh, so you do think...
No, I'm just saying, supposing. A lot's got to happen before she can do that, if that's her intention. I mean, she's got to have it first. And then there's no saying when she'd be fit enough to travel. And then she'd have to organise things like passports for Phoebe and the baby. They don't just materialise by magic, you know.
Yeah, yeah, all right, Mum. You are describing my worst nightmare, you realise?
Oh, I'm not trying to do that, love. I'm just saying it's a fair way yet into the future, and maybe we should just bide our time. No sense in worrying, is there?
No, I suppose not.
Morning.
Hello, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hadn't you better be getting back to work, Roy? You don't want to be in trouble with Caroline on top of everything else.
I don't think that's a problem. From what I saw earlier, Caroline's going to be in a very good mood when she gets in.
Oh?
Yeah, long story. Right, see you, Susan. Bye, Mum.
Bye, Roy.
And try not to worry.
Oh, dear. He didn't look too happy.
Well, he isn't, to be honest. Still, he's only worrying about what may never happen. Probably may never happen. So, how's the Horizon course going?
Well, it's going fine. Just on a lunch break, and I thought I'd get something in for Neil's tea.
Take it they got cover for you at the surgery this morning.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's funny you should mention that. I've got some gossip.
Oh, yeah? What?
Well, I was in first thing, just making sure the temp knew what she was doing, and there was a file missing. And I knew it was in Tim's office and that he hadn't come in yet. So I just went in there to get it. I mean, the temp didn't like to, it being her first day.
Yeah, yeah. Go on.
Well, on the desk was this scarf. Lady's scarf. Really nice. Greenish. And there was this note attached to it.
Susan, you didn't read it.
Well, it was only a glance, Betty. See, the file was next to it on the desk. I mean, I could hardly help see.
I see. So what did it say?
It was from Janet. She was returning a gift from him. Tim, I mean. Said she never really felt comfortable about accepting it in the first place.
Really?
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. Especially as Siobhan's been away this last week. Only came back Saturday.
Hello, Kate.
Kate?
Mm? Oh, hello, Caroline.
In a brown study, were we?
Oh, half asleep, more like. Par for the course these days.
Oh, it's hardly surprising, given your condition. When's the baby due?
Not for a couple of weeks, unfortunately. I'm getting to the stage where I just wish it would hurry up and be born. I'm exhausted.
Having all these bags won't help the situation. Mm. You haven't been lugging these around Underwoods by yourself?
Well, no, Mum's with me. Oh, she absolutely insisted we come out for baby stuff, so she's doing all the lugging.
Hello, Caroline. Oh, excuse me. Well, I just put this down. Oh, you've been bargain hunting too?
Yes, this is the first chance I've had to have a look. Not that there's much left.
No.
I just popped over to say hello and to wish Kate good luck with the new baby.
Oh, thank you. Oh, a bit more milk, please, Mum.
How does Phoebe feel about having a new brother or sister?
Difficult to tell, really. I've not seen her as much as I would have liked. Still, it's early days.
Here you are, darling.
Ta.
I must say, this is rather getting to be a habit, Caroline. Of course, the cafeteria at Underwoods isn't quite comparable to the Mont Blanc.
Oh, yes. I've heard all about you and, Oliver Sterling, is it, Mum?
That's right, darling.
Fast work. Mum says he's hardly been in the village 2 minutes.
It was nothing, really. He just wanted to apologise for not coming to my drinks party.
What, at the Mont Blanc? Some apology.
Did you have a nice time last night, Jennifer?
I had a fabulous time, thank you. How about you?
Oh, it was very pleasant. It always is there. Look, I really should be getting on. Once again, best of luck, Kate. Bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
Bye, Caroline.
You know, I think red really is her colour.
Good thing, too. Don't think she's going to lose that flush till she gets outside. That's romance for you.
Oh, you can talk. The way you and Dad were behaving this morning, anyone would think you were just married.
Kate!
It's true. Dad went out after breakfast humming to himself. I think it was the theme to The Third Man.
Well, we did enjoy ourselves. Your father can be a very romantic man when he wants to be.
A little too much information there, Mum.
Darling, you are a prude.
No, I'm not. Listen, speaking of Dad, good mood or not, he's going to hit the roof when he sees the price tag for this little lot.
That's all necessary, Kate. You've come home with hardly anything for the new baby.
Well, I had thought it could have Phoebe's cast-offs.
And what if it's a boy? Half our old baby stuff's bright pink.
All right, but I still say we don't need a new cot.
Oh, Kate, we've been through all this. You know we need a second cot. It makes things awkward if I have to go to Mike and Betty to get Phoebe's old one. We're much better off buying another.
Well, I don't know what Dad's going to say.
Oh, don't worry about your father. You leave him to me.
They're absolutely lovely. Really, Oliver, you shouldn't have. Yes. Well, I had a lovely time, too. Oh, come in.
Caroline, I'm sorry.
Yes, look, I have to go. Someone's just come in. Sure, if not before. Bye. Hello, Roy, what can I do for you?
It's the draft reception voucher for the next month.
Oh, thanks.
That's no problem.
Was there something else?
No. Just admiring the flowers. They're nice, aren't they? Someone arrived this morning and I thought, hello, someone's got an admirer, I thought.
Go on. I can see you're dying to ask who they're from. You may as well get it over.
It's not just me, it's the whole staff. Iggs reckons he's going to open a book on it.
Oh? And who's in the running?
Believe me, you don't want to know. Although, if I tell you that one suggestion was that wine rep...
Oh, for goodness sake, you can't mean Dennis.
Well, so maybe if you want the rumour mill stopped...
I definitely want the rumour mill stopped if Dennis is a candidate.
So, the flowers are from...?
They are from Oliver Sterling.
Oh, the bloke who's buying Grange Farm?
That's the one.
And, nice evening, was it?
Roy,
Do you think you and the rest of the Grey Gables staff could perform that little social nicety we call minding our own business?
Consider the matter closed. When's he moving in, then? To Grange Farm, I mean. I only ask because we'll be sort of neighbours.
At Nightingale Farm, hardly.
Well, you know what I mean.
He's moving in next week. Actually, he's invited me to his housewarming party.
Honestly, Betty, you've absolutely nothing to worry about.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Mm. It's like the video said. All very straightforward.
Well, it's easy for you to say that. You've got computer experience.
You'll pick it up, no problem. Even I was surprised at how simple it is.
Well, you say so. But, I mean, you can't blame me for being worried, can you? We'll go live next week, remember?
I know, but there'll be someone with us. And you'll have done your course by then. And there's always the helpline if we're really stuck.
I don't want to be waiting on hold for some teenager in a call centre in Liverpool or somewhere when I've got a queue of pensioners waiting.
Oh, blimey, Betty. Talk about seeing the dark side.
Well,
you wait till you've finished your course on Wednesday. You'll feel much more confident about it, I promise.
Oh, well, we'll see. Right. The calendars are selling well.
No, I'll bet.
Yeah, Janet's very pleased.
Yeah, it should raise a fair bit of money.
Mark makes a great Mr. January, but he's very embarrassed when he sees it up somewhere. I put ours up in the kitchen, but he keeps taking it down.
Oh, look, listen, Betty. Better be going. He'll be wondering where I've got to.
Oh, well, I walk with you as far as the barn. I want a quick word with Mike.
Oh, is he here?
Yeah, he's sorting out some problem with his chainsaw. You ready, then?
Just about. Will I see you at the shop tomorrow?
I'll try and pop in during the lunch break, like you did today.
It ain't one thing, it's another.
Well, see you, Susan. Bye.
Hello?
Hello. Your tea will be half an hour, all right?
Huh? Oh, yeah, thanks, love.
How are you getting on?
It's just a fuel pipe. It's only a little job, but I didn't have a replacement out there with me, did I?
Oh.
Needs a big ton to replace this old chainsaw anyway. It's junk. Can't be one original working part on it. Are you all right, love?
Yeah, of course I am.
Then what are you hovering out here in the cold for?
It is a bit chilly, isn't it? Should have put my coat on.
Come on, what's up?
Oh, I'm just being silly.
Being what?
Well, it's just that Roy got me thinking about this Kate business again. Oh. And Phoebe and all that. I mean, he's ever so worried about what's going to happen, and I didn't like to show him I was worried as well, but...
Yeah. Oh, blimmin' girl. Brings trouble wherever she goes.
Supposing she does plan to take Phoebe away?
Well, she won't be able to. It's plain and simple.
Well, how can you be so sure?
Look, we both know Kate Aldridge of old, right?
So?
Well, the chances are Miss Flighty will have the new one, bond with it for 5 minutes, and then push off back to Africa, leaving someone else to look after it. That's Kate Aldridge, that is.
Oh, she wouldn't.
Well, why not? That's what she done last time. Pretty much, anyway. And even if she didn't, you remember when she tried to go off to France, right?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, then, Usher had a court stopping Kate from leaving the country before you could say Jack Robinson. Anyway, what judge in his right mind is going to let Her Highness waltz off with the same baby she abandoned well over a year ago?
You don't think it'll come to that, do you?
No, I think she'll lose interest and then she'll go her own sweet way like she always does. You ask me, Roy's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, well, I wish I had your confidence, Mike.
Jamie, make sure your teeth and face are done. I'm having a quick cup of coffee before we go. Jamie!
Right.
Hi.
Oh, hi. You didn't happen to pass the bathroom on your way downstairs?
Yeah, don't worry. He's in there now, getting ready.
Good. Do you want one?
Yeah, why not? Thanks.
Fine. Seem to need my morning dose of caffeine much more since I started at Lower Loxley.
It's the new routine. You'll soon settle into it.
Hope so.
Oh, you're bound to. I mean, you've only been there, what, a week?
Yeah, just about. How time flies, eh?
You have been enjoying it, though.
Oh, yes, of course I have.
Hey, how are the twins? Jill told me they'd caught some cold bug or something.
Ah.
Ah?
Hmm. You'd think that with a new manager in place, Elizabeth would back off trying to run the shop, wouldn't you?
But she isn't.
Nope. Keeps saying she doesn't think I'm quite ready to take over. Doesn't bother me. But she's trying to look after Lily and Freddie at the same time. Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Which is obviously tiring her and driving Nigel mad.
Yeah, it's very hard to delegate something you've started from scratch. I speak from experience.
Yeah, that's true. And to be honest, it didn't make things any less chaotic yesterday when I had to see Usha. I'm glad I did, though. I reckon that problem will be out of the way soon enough.
Yeah, listen, don't take this the wrong way, Kathy, but you are sure about all that?
Hey, I thought you'd be pleased. By settling for Sid's last offer, it means this thing will be sorted. Jamie and I can be out of here for good.
Yeah, but maintenance is a very important thing to get right, and I just don't want to see you lose out, that's all.
I won't.
Oh, you know,
I just want to get on with my life.
I will happily swing for my sister's husband.
What's the matter with you?
Any coffee going?
Yeah, kettle's not long boiled.
No, he gets my goat, he really does.
Who does?
Well, Brian, of course.
Oh, what's he done now?
You know he took Jennifer to the Mont Blanc for her birthday?
Yes, so.
Very nice, too.
Well, I'm on the phone to him just now, right? And he's telling me about it, which is fine. And he's going on about the lovely food and the immaculate service and the fantastic
Tony, list. Will you get to the point?
Oh, I am. That is the point. When I remind him it's your birthday tomorrow, he says, oh, you won't be taking Pat to the Mont Blanc, will you? And why does he think this? Apparently, it's not really our sort of place.
Well, that's fairly typical.
He was winding you up.
Yeah, too right he was. Flashing his money around. It's a bit much, coming from someone who's always complaining that his income's going down while mine goes up.
Just as a matter of interest, what had you decided to do for my birthday?
Hmm? Oh, well, I haven't thought yet. But that's not the point, is it?
Bill?
Oh, hello, love.
What are you doing up here?
Oh, the water trough was blocked. Just been fixing it. Nearly done now.
I was expecting you in for coffee ages ago.
Coffee? Oh, I'm sorry, love. I've been run off my feet this morning. Now, let's see if this works, shall we? Ah, there we go.
Well, I bought you up a flask anyway.
Oh, thanks. That's nice of you.
Nonsense. Honestly, you hand over the farm, and then the first thing you do is start working all hours without a break. Here.
Oh, thanks. Can't be helped, can it? Not exactly overstaffed at the moment, for obvious reasons.
No, I know.
And with me taking time out to see the solicitor yesterday, well, we're even further behind.
Yes, I've just been over to David and Ruth's.
Oh, is David feeling any better?
A bit. Anyway, I told them about you going to the solicitor. So they're very pleased, obviously.
Oh, good. Well, it's all going ahead. Listen, if you don't mind, I shall take the flask with me. But I really had better get on.
Before you do, Peter Blakely phoned.
From Worcester? Good heavens, how is he?
He's very well. He wanted to know if he'd see us at the NFU lunch.
You know, I haven't seen Peter for, I don't know how many years. Ah, now that is a shame.
I told him we'd both be there.
Oh, Jill, you didn't.
I'm not taking no for an answer on this, Phil. You could do with a break.
That's all very well, but
I've spoken to Ruth, and we both agree that she, Neil and Bert can manage the farm without you for a few hours. After all, Ruth's able to do much more than she was.
Well, I suppose that's true.
That's settled then. We're going.
It doesn't look as if I have any choice in the matter, does it?
No, not really. Right. Now we've got that settled, I'll get back to the house. It's pretty nippy up here.
Right you are. How did you get on with Elizabeth? You said you were going to phone her.
Didn't speak to her. Nigel told me she was busy in the shop. He wasn't happy about it.
So, the idea is that Elizabeth Schuler and Kenton all get shares in the farm, which only really come into the equation if ever Ruth and I decide to sell up.
Mm, sounds like you're really moving forward. Mm. Well, not you, obviously.
Ow!
Oh, well, you're all right.
Yeah, it hurts when I laugh.
Sorry.
Anyway, yeah, no, we really are moving forward.
I wish I could say the same.
Look, I admit we've been a bit remiss in getting the Hassett Hills lamb organised, but you know what it's been like.
Yeah, of course I do.
And if you want to set up a meeting with the others, well, I mean, I'm not going anywhere for the next couple of weeks, am I? Bring them here. You can thrash out all the details together.
Well, I suppose when lambing's over.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what are you doing here? You should be up to your eyes at the moment.
Oh, I am. I left one of the students in charge while I took a break.
I needed to get away, to be honest.
Oh, dear. Heavy one this year, is it?
No more than other years, I suppose.
So what's up?
Oh, just Dad. Being Dad.
Is this farming or personal?
Farming.
Well, come on then. Better tell me what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. It's just we need this new bit of kit and he won't listen to reason.
The cultivator drill.
Yeah, plus the big tractor.
That's some outlay in one go.
Yeah, but if we don't make the investment, we're going to lose even more money. Maintaining the old kit's costing us a fortune in spares and breakdowns. The longer we leave it, the worse it'll get.
Still, it's a risk, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, but it's a calculated one. You see, I'm talking about being able to drill more efficiently and reduce the old tractor fleet in one fell swoop. That's got to be worth it.
So, you've shown him some numbers, then?
Well, no, not exactly.
But then surely there's your problem. If your dad's anything like mine, he likes to see every penny accounted for. Cash flows, everything. That's the way Ruth and I did it with the beef idea.
Yeah, David, that's all well and good, but where am I going to find the time
The time, Debbie, because you know that your dad will not fork out that kind of cash without being 100% sure. Not in the times we're living in.
Yes, you're probably right.
And actually, I might be able to come up with something that'll help your case.
Pat, have you got a sec? I've got some news.
Oh, give us a hand. You can tell me while I load up.
Yeah, sure. Right, there we go.
So, it's news.
Ah, yeah. Well, I think you should have a go at guessing. It's to do with your birthday.
I have. To at least give me a clue.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Now, why wouldn't I normally tell you?
I'd want it to be a surprise, right? So, it must be something you want me to prepare for.
Yeah, on the right lines.
We're going somewhere.
Yep.
Borchester?
Further.
Birmingham?
Keep going.
London?
Nope.
Oh, come on, Tony.
Try France, as in Paris.
You're joking.
No, I just booked the flight, amongst other things.
But, I mean, we can't, can we? I mean, who's going to look after this place?
The others can manage for the day.
What?
Madam's itinerary is as follows. After we land in Paris, we have lunch booked at a small restaurant not far from the Sacré-Cœur. After this, Madame is free to shop for whatever she wants for her birthday. We'll have drinks by the Seine, as the flight home is until 8:30.
Oh, that's marvellous!
Yeah, I thought you'd like it.
Oh, come here, you!
You never knew I was a true romantic, did you?
Oh, I don't know. It's always just bubbling under the surface with you.
Yeah. Anyway, we'd better get this lot sorted. Or we'll end up doing it on the way to the airport tomorrow.
Oh, this is so exciting, I can't wait.
Yeah, me neither. This'll really show them.
Sorry, love.
Yeah, well, nothing. Just that I'm really looking forward to it too.
Hello, Kathy.
Oh, hello, Jill. What brings you over here?
I wanted to see how you were getting on. I was on my way back from Borchester and came to see Elizabeth, but she just tried to get the twins to have a nap.
It's nice to see you.
How are you finding it?
Okay, actually. We've been pretty busy today. The real test will be when I take over the shop as well.
I know Nigel's very keen that you should.
Yeah, me too, but, well...
Don't worry, I know. I intend to speak with Elizabeth about it.
Thank you.
Do you know, I've been on my feet all afternoon.
Oh, January sales.
Estate agents.
Oh, really? Are you thinking of moving?
Well, that's the plan. Somewhere local for Phil and me when David and Ruth take over the farm.
Yeah, I should be doing something about moving too. Seen anything nice?
One or two possibilities, but nothing that leapt out at me. Not yet, anyway. Still there's time.
Of course there is. I really need to get my act together, though. I've overstayed my welcome at Bridge Farm.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, Sid.
Hello, Miss Doughty.
Hello, Sid.
Have you got a minute?
Well, actually... I'd really better be getting back. I'll see you both another time. Bye.
Bye, yeah. Jill.
Bye, Miss Doughty.
You want to take a seat?
Sure.
So, what's up?
I had a call from my solicitor today.
Wow, that was quick. This will be about going back to your last offer for maintenance.
That's right.
Well, what did he say?
He's very glad you're not going to take us to court, obviously, and so am I. That goes without saying, but he says we need to re-examine the offer.
What? Why?
Well, it's since you got this better job, you see, the situation's changed, really, hasn't it? And he says we should look at things based on your new salary.
But I'm only on a 3-month trial. That'll drag things out even longer.
Oh, I know, Cathy. And I don't want this to drag on any more than you do.
Oh, I was that close to moving out of Tony and Pat's.
No, and I'm sorry, but he is trying to look after my best interests. And a slight change in the finances could make the difference between success or failure to me.
So what are you going to do?
Sleep on it. Talk to Jolene. I just thought I'd let you know what was happening, that's all.
Well, thanks for that much anyway. I'm beginning to wonder if this will ever get sorted.
That's £4.75 with your sandwich, please, Mike.
Right, there you are.
So, what do you think's going to happen then?
With Kate?
Yeah.
Cause as much chaos as she can before she disappears in the wild blue yonder once again.
Oh, I reckon you're too hard on her.
Oh, yeah? So you wouldn't mind if your Fallon ran off to Africa, leaving you look after one kid and then comes back with another one in the oven?
Good point.
Yeah, well, you gets wiser with age, I find.
The day I start calling you wise, Mike Dutton, is the day they take me away in a wooden overcoat.
Ha! This part of your strategy to get rid of your regulars, is it, Sid? First you put a rock band upstairs, then insult us when we come in.
Ah, you don't have to worry about Dross anymore. They'll be rehearsing in the village hall from now on, right, Jolene?
Right.
Oh, well, that's something then. Can you bring us my sandwich over when it arrives, Jolene?
Right you are, Mike. Who are you phoning?
Oh, just a brewery. Confirming I'll be there this afternoon.
Not the solicitor, then?
No, not the solicitor.
No more thoughts about it, I take it.
Yeah, lots. I still haven't come to a decision. I mean, I know which way I want to go. Instinctively, I want to go for what we originally offered.
6 months maintenance and a clean break, right?
Perhaps the solicitor is right. She's got a well-paid job now. Maybe we should renegotiate. What do you think?
Well, not really my place to say, is it, Angel? It's your divorce. You have to decide what's best for you.
Yeah, but you're affected by it. Either way.
Well, look, if you want my opinion...
Yeah, I do. Of course I do.
Well, you already know what you want to do. And that's what you should be doing.
But...
No, Sid, hang on. Look where we are. We won. As far as anyone can win in these circumstances, we hit the jackpot. We're together in the pub and Kathy's offering us a settlement that we can't afford.
We'd have to work damn hard to afford it. And we'd really have to keep our costs down.
Yeah, but look, supposing you go the other way. Okay, your solicitor might be able to negotiate a better deal. Just might. Because there are no guarantees either. But it seems to me it's peace of mind today as against maybe a bit more money tomorrow. And I know which one I'd go for.
Amy! Thought I'd pop back for lunch, seeing that you were working from home today.
Oh! Oh, hello, Mrs.
Joe, you gave me an awful fright.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing here?
Oh, having a sandwich and watching the telly.
Yes, yes, I can see that. I mean, why are you doing it here and not where you live?
Oh, yeah, well, you see, I was sitting over at Keeper's Cottage this morning and... Well, what with Edward back at school now and Eddie out logging with Mike, it seemed a bit quiet, like... So, seeing as your Robert was in, I thought I'd come a-calling. Just being neighbourly, like.
I see.
And I have to say, in all honesty, you could not have found anybody more hospitable than your husband has been to me this morning. He's made me cups of tea and given me biscuits, and we've been a-watching of the sport on that satellite television he's
got. Yes, yes, well, that is maybe, Joe, but he's supposed to be working.
Ah, which is what he is doing now.
Sorry?
Well, he set me down here with a sandwich and a few pickles in front of the telly while he goes and does a bit of work. I mean, he's in his office now.
Yes, well, I think I'll just go and have a quick word with him about all this.
Yeah, well, don't let me stop you. One of them talk shows is on at the minute, any road.
Joe... Look, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, and don't get me wrong, it's lovely to have you here, but, well, seeing that you have been here for most of the morning...
Oh, no, I ain't. I've been here all morning.
Ah, exactly. Well, that being the case, perhaps Once you've finished your sandwich, of course. I mean, there's no hurry. Perhaps Robert could be left in peace to get on. Because, he's probably too polite to say, but I happen to know that he does have rather a lot to get through today.
Oh, all right. I understood, Mrs. Understood.
Good.
I was never one to overstay me welcome.
That's very understanding of you.
I just finished this and be on my way.
Fine. Well, I'll just go and have a quick word with Robert.
Just as soon as I've had my internet lesson.
Fine. What? Internet lesson?
Ready? Ready?
Yeah?
Well, leave that and give us a hand loading these, will you?
Oh, right you are. With you in a sec.
You pass them up. Oh, stack them, OK?
What time do you make it?
2:30. Why?
Are we just a bit on the second course of evening?
Come on, Eddie. Let's have the next one. Who will?
Tony and Pat.
What? Oh, the Paris trip. Yeah, very nice. Who do you know, anyway?
Soon as Pat knew, she come and told Clary what was planned for the day. Dead excited she was, Clary said.
Yeah, it was hardly surprising, is it? Getting whisked off to France for the day. Yeah, must be nice for them that can afford it.
Oh, I ain't saying it's a bad thing, but, well, Tony Archer, Paris, nah, he's more your point than pie man, normally.
Listen, you going to pass the next log up here or I got to wait all day?
Blimey. Let us get me breath back for a couple of seconds,
Eddie?
Mike.
Hello?
That Linda Snell.
Well, in the British Olympic cycling team,
Eddie? Oh, I'm glad I found you. Could I have a word?
Yeah, of course, Mrs. Snell. We're just taking a breather on your own.
You've taken them all day. Could have finished half an hour ago.
Fine. I just wanted a word with you about Joe.
Oh, yeah? What about him?
Well, I wonder when you couldn't, well, extricate him from my house.
Hey?
You what?
Only he's been there since this morning. And Robert really does have work to do. When I left him, Joe had Robert giving him an internet lesson.
You're joking.
Oh, don't you just chuck the silly old so-and-so out if he's being a pest?
Well, I would have done, but Robert told me not to. I think he feels a bit sorry for Joe, you see. Joe does rather seem to be at a loose end. I mean, he's not really being a pest, as such. He's just sort of, well, there.
All right, I'll go over and sort it.
Well, not till you've finished here, Eddie. Well, to get these delivered before nightfall, if that's okay with you.
I'll sort it as soon as I can, okay, Mrs. Snell?
Thank you. Right, well, I'll get off back to work then. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye, Mrs. Snell. Right then, Eddie. Do you think you could pass me up the next log? Done enough standing around gossiping, don't you think?
Right, you are. Here. Speaking of gossip, you'd know better than most. How come Kate Aldridge has come back then?
Hello, Cathy.
Oh, well, hello, Sid.
I know. Twice in 2 days. Getting to be a habit, right? I presume I'm not interrupting.
Well, I'm just about to cash out, but it can wait. What's up?
It's the settlement. I've talked to Jolene, and you'll be relieved to know we've decided it's not worth prolonging things any further. If you're happy with the 6 months' maintenance followed by a clean break, that's what I'll go with.
Oh, Sid. That is such a relief.
Yeah. Yes, I thought it might be. I mean, you understand why I had to think about it.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, what made you decide?
Oh, lots of reasons. But the main one was just wanting to get on with my life. And let you get on with yours.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll be ringing the solicitor tomorrow morning. Let him know the state of play.
Right. Oh, Jamie and I can move out to Bridge Farm now.
Jamie is okay, is he?
He's fine. You still all right for taking him tomorrow?
Yes, no problem.
I mean, I know it's not a normal day.
No, honestly, it's fine. Best for him if we're as flexible as possible.
Funny, really. The final papers haven't even been signed, and already we're getting into a routine.
Yeah. Not be long before we're an old divorced couple.
True.
We're managing. People do, don't they? They manage. I get by. It'll be just like other divorcees. Not that it's anything to celebrate, of course.
No. No, it's not.
13 years of marriage. Gone. Just like that.
What have we got to show for it?
There's Jamie.
Yes. There's Jamie. And I expect there's all sorts of other things. It's just hard to put my finger on them right now.
Oh, Point of Shires, please, Jolene.
Point of Shires it is.
Oh, darling.
Mike tells me you've been out logging with him.
Yeah. Thirsty work is logging. Thought I'd get a swift one in before I went home. Sid, not a bit?
Yeah. Do back any minute.
Ah, Eddie. I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, blimey. I knew there was something I meant to do.
Hello, son. You getting them in?
Well, Eddie, I'm waiting.
Same again for me dad, Jolene.
Oh, right you are.
Look, Mrs. Snell, I'm really sorry.
I should think so.
You know what I've been doing this afternoon, Jolene?
Just plain slipped me mind.
What's that then, Joe?
I came back in to find your father still there.
I've been surfing.
Yeah, well, what can I say?
Surfing?
He and Robert have been messing around on the internet.
I've been on the NFU website and left an email there and everything.
Oh, nice. That's yours, Joe.
The reason I brought him here was because I knew the promise of a pint would tempt him out of the house.
Look, how about I buy you a drink? To say sorry, like.
Very well. I have a large G&T, please, Jolene.
Come in,
huh? Oh, and there was a sight all about Vera Lynn. Ooh.
Apart from I, not to tell you about the work I've found for you.
Work? What's this then?
Well, I had a friend from Leighton Cross who's rather fallen in love with the patio you laid. Yeah. And she wants one of her own. I told her I was sure you'd be willing to consider the job.
Oh, nice one.
Yes, I'm afraid I also told her about your reliability and punctuality. And after today's events, I'm rather glad I did.
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. Snell, I won't let her down.
That's what you said to me.
Look, you just give me your phone number and I'll give her a call.
One G&T, Mrs. Snell.
Thank you.
Right, Eddie, you going to pay for these? All comes to...
Hang on, Jolene. These are on the ass.
Hey?
Mm. Oh, hello. Oh, nice one. Cheers, Sid.
Well, thank you, Sid.
And didn't you show me this website for this science fiction thing?
What's the celebration?
First day of the rest of my life, that's what. I've talked to Kathy, and she's happy with the way things are going. By the signing of a few bits of paper, it's all over. I am now divorced.
Oh. Congratulations.
You, sure you're all right about it, love?
Oh, yes. We've been through the worst, haven't we? From here on, the only way is up.
Oh, well, cheers, mate.
Cheers.
All right, darling, let's get the other shoe on, shall we? Right, there we go.
No, still no sign of her.
Hayley, will you come away from the window? You staring outside ain't going to make Kate arrive any quicker, is it?
Well, it's really annoying. We were supposed to be here over 10 minutes ago.
Better go and get your coat, haven't we? Oh,
no, Roy, don't. It's boiling in here. If she puts it on now and Kate doesn't arrive for ages, she won't feel the benefit when she gets outside.
Listen, darling, while we're waiting for your mummy, why don't you go and have a little play with Humpty Wall, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, good girl. Look, why are you getting so agitated about it? Kate's hardly known for her promptness, is she?
What, apart from being expected at work in a few minutes?
Well, you go then. I'll wait here. Caroline won't mind if I'm a bit late.
You shouldn't have to be a bit late. Neither of us should. Why is it, once again, we're working around Kate's schedule?
Because you know what she's like. Look, Hayley, you're really going to have to chill out about this. Well, if you start getting agitated every time Kate's late to pick up Phoebe, you're going to work yourself into an early grave.
Get on my nerves, that's all.
I know. Well, if this is all going to work out in the end, I think we're going to have to exercise a little bit of give and take.
Yes, well, to my mind, there's a fine line between exercising give and take and tiptoeing around someone in case they make trouble.
Anybody home?
Come on. That's not fair.
Isn't it?
Well, she's here now. Can we just leave this for the time being?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, in here, Kate.
I'm glad I don't have to do those stairs every day. Morning.
Hi.
Hi, baby. And how's my girl this morning?
She's fine, aren't you, babes? Babes, go and get your coat from your bedroom. Now Mummy's here. Ah! Good girl.
Do you mind if I sit down and get my breath back?
No, of course not. Are you sure you're going to be able to manage with her today? You look a bit knackered.
Oh, no, I'll be fine. Don't you worry. Besides, Mum will be with us.
Where are you taking her?
Oh, just over to Borchester Leisure Centre. They've got one of those indoor play areas there.
Oh, yeah. Taking Phoebe there myself. Yeah. Listen, Roy, now Kate's here, I really should get going.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll see to Phoebe.
Yeah, off you go, Hayley. Don't mind us, we'll manage.
Oh, blimey. I don't care what they say.
Global warming is definitely not happening around here.
It is cold today, isn't it?
Brass monkeys.
Well, the kettle's just boiled if you want a coffee.
Oh, in a sec. Think I'll just get some feeling back into my fingers first.
Well, at least take your coat off.
Yeah, right. Oh, those are the photos from yesterday.
Yep. Just sending them off.
I can't wait to see them.
Neither can I.
Be good to show a few people, won't it?
Oh, yes, I suppose it will.
Because it was brilliant yesterday, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. Best birthday present ever.
I think I'm just about ready for that coffee now. I mean, that meal.
Yes, it was wonderful.
That dress you bought. I mean, how often do you get the opportunity to buy something as fashionable as that, eh? From a Parisian boutique, no less.
Yes. Of course, what I need now is an opportunity to wear it.
Well,
but you know my favourite bit?
Yeah?
I just loved walking by the Seine, even if it was cold.
And flying there and back. Let's not forget we flew there and back.
Well, no, I wouldn't, would I?
Well, I mean, blimey. If I were you, I'd be on the phone right now telling someone all about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, you don't want to keep it to yourself.
Well, like who, for instance? Who should I phone?
Oh, I don't know. Jill, perhaps. Or Mum. Or Jennifer. Yeah, you could phone.
I knew it.
What?
It wasn't just the great romantic gesture, was it?
Oh, I don't know what you mean.
It was Chippy Tony keeping up with the Aldridges, wasn't it? After Jennifer's big meal at Mont Blanc, you decided to go one better.
No.
Oh, come on, Tony, I know you. You want me to brag to Jennifer, her to get jealous and complain to Brian that he never does anything like that. Then you get one up for a change, right?
Absolutely not. No. No way. Oh, all right, yes.
Ah.
There's just a little bit of truth there. I mean, it was a romantic gesture as well, but... Yes, just a little bit.
Oh, man.
So, when are you going to phone her, then?
Hello, Betty. Oh,
hello, Jennifer.
Another cold day where... Ooh, this still selling well.
Oh, the calendar. Yeah. Yeah, though Mike keeps wanting me to take it down.
Oh, surely not.
Well, you know what he's like. He keeps muttering about how embarrassed he is and what a good job that milk churn was placed where it was.
Oh, yes, I seem to remember we had to keep moving it.
Anyway, secretly, I think he's quite pleased with how well he came out.
Well, so he should be. He was very brave of all of them. Oh, that's Kate. I've left her in the car with Phoebe, and I told her I wouldn't be long. She can see I'm nattering to you through the window. I just want to get something in for Phoebe's tea.
Oh. You all had a good day together?
Oh, yeah. Lovely, thanks. Oh, it's wonderful to see Kate and Phoebe bonding so well.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Look, Jennifer, while I've got you on your own, there is something I wouldn't mind discussing with you.
Yes? What is it? That's my lot.
Oh, right. Well, it's about Kate and Phoebe and... Well, the new baby, I suppose, come to think of it.
Well, go on.
Well, frankly, we'd all like to know what Kate's intentions are. I mean, especially when it comes to Phoebe. I mean, is she going to stay here? Is she going to go off with the father of the baby, whoever he is?
Lucas. His name's Lucas.
And more to the point, what about the rest of us? I mean, what about Roy and Hayley? I mean, the question we have to ask is, does Kate think that wherever it is she's going, Phoebe's going with her? Because if she does, a lot of people are going to be really upset.
Quite frank with you, Betty. That's really for Kate to say, isn't it?
Well, has she said, I mean?
Well, no. No, not really.
And have you asked her?
No. No, not as such. Look, I've tried broaching the subject, but she's... Well, she's in a state of... a flux at the moment, and her mind's very much focused on getting to know Phoebe again and having the new baby. And I don't think she's really thought beyond that.
I see.
Oh, dear. Now, if you could total these things up for me, Betty, I must go.
Hiya.
Hi.
Hello. What's this? Tea for two?
Yep, looks like it. Kathy's working late. Tommy and Helen have taken Kirsty out to celebrate her coming to work at the shop.
Getting to be a habit, this. Us dining alone.
Oh, I suppose it is, really.
Not quite like in Paris, though.
No.
Still almost as nice. Just the two of us. If not quite as luxurious. As Paris, I mean. Not as luxurious as Paris. Paris?
No.
You don't know what I was going to say.
No, Tony, I haven't phoned Jennifer.
OK, so you do know what I was going to say.
I guessed.
OK. How long till tea?
10 minutes.
Ah.
Why?
Oh, no reason. Just that I could maybe give that as to her while you, you know, picked up the phone and chatted for 10 minutes.
Tony!
Oh, no, come on, Pat, I wanted to know.
Tony, I am not phoning Jennifer, just so you can feel good about getting one up on your brother-in-law.
Oh, please.
No!
Look, I'm getting up, and here's the phone. Now, all I've got to do is to dial the number and put the receiver to your ear. It's ringing.
Tony, you do realise this is bordering on the excessive.
Hello, only me.
Oh.
Hi, Jennifer. Oh. What on earth's the matter with you two?
Oh, Tony's just being his usual self, that's all.
Listen, I'm sorry to barge in on you like this at supper time.
Oh, don't worry. But... come in. Take a seat.
Oh, thanks.
Coffee? Tea? Wine? You could stay for supper if you wanted to, couldn't you, Pat? Sure, there's plenty. And we could have a good old chat.
If she really wanted to.
No, thanks. I'm in the middle of cooking the evening meal for my lot. Only we've run out of ice cream. And Phoebe does so love your ice cream. But better be closed now. And, well, I did wonder
say
if
no
I...
Say no more, Jennifer. We've got loads in the chest freezer.
Oh, that's ever so kind of you.
Think nothing of it. Tony?
What?
Go and get Jennifer a couple of family tubs of vanilla, all right, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, fine.
What, now?
Yes, go on. I'll talk to Jennifer while you do.
Oh, yeah, OK then. Won't be long.
Is he all right?
Yes. Why?
Well, he just seems a bit... I don't know. Hyper, that's all.
Oh, I expect the excitement of yesterday hasn't quite worn off yet.
Yesterday? Oh, it was your birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you do anything nice? Brian mentioned you were probably going to Grey Gables or something.
Actually, we flew to Paris. We had a meal in a 4-star restaurant and went shopping for a few hours afterwards and then came back on the plane the same evening.
What? Really?
I bought the most fantastic dress. I must show it to you.
Well, I... Oh, how wonderful, Pat. Well, I have to say, I'm most incredibly jealous. You wait till I tell Brian he never does anything like that for me.
Yes. Result!
Was that Tony?
Yes, I expect he's found the vanilla.
Right, she's just dropping off.
Oh, okay.
You didn't mind me putting her to bed, did you? And it's just we'd had such a good day.
Oh, no, not at all. It gave me a chance to put all her stuff away.
Oh, right. Well, I wondered where it had all gone. Right, I'll get off then.
Right. Oh, before you do, do you mind telling me what this is?
That's Phoebe's coat. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's not actually, because Phoebe's coat's red. Well, I hope you haven't got it mixed up with some kids at the leisure centre, because I actually
bought... Oh, I see. I think that red one must still be in Mum's car. I must have left it there.
Pardon?
Well, I realised she really needed a thicker one for winter. I mean, don't you think so? And let's face it, that red one was a bit old-fashioned. Anyway, as we were in Borchester, Mum took us into the kiddies department in Underwoods and we got the new one. But are you all right, Hayley? You look a bit flushed.
Got the takeaway. Oh, hello, Kate. Didn't think you'd still be here. Hi, love.
Hi. I'm just off, actually.
Oh, right. Well, how are you getting back? Do you want a lift?
No, it's okay. I'm going to nip across to the stables. Auntie Chris is taking me home.
Oh, okay, then.
Right, I'll be off then. I'll be around to pick her up first thing tomorrow. See you, Roy. Bye, Hayley.
Yeah, bye.
All right. What's she done now? Got a face on you like thunder.
Oh, if you hadn't come in when you did, Roy Tucker. Because if we'd been together a moment longer, I would not have been responsible for my actions.
Why? What's happened?
She's only bought Phoebe a new coat.
But Phoebe's only just got a new coat. You bought her one for... Oh.
Yes, not warm or fashionable enough, apparently.
Oh, blimey. Look, you want me to catch her up and have a word?
Oh, it's not worth it, is it? She only look at you blankly and ask what your problem is.
That's not the point, is it? That was a Christmas present.
No, just leave it. Leave it alone. Oh, so maddening, that's all. I mean, bad enough she's bulldozed in out of nowhere and turned all our lives upside down. But I have to put up with her flashing Jennifer's money around and insinuating what I do for Phoebe isn't good enough.
She doesn't mean it that way.
I don't care, it's how it comes out. I'll tell you something, Roy. I am not enjoying this shared motherhood bit at all.
Oh, God, no. Ruth. Ruth. Ruth?
Did you just call?
Yeah, do you know where my magazine is?
What?
I said, do you know where my magazine is?
Hang on. What did you say?
My magazine, do you know where it is?
David, you've read it from cover to cover about 3 times.
Don't I know it?
So where is it?
In the rack. Where do you think it is?
Oh.
No, no, you stay there. I'll get it.
No, adds a bit of variety to my life. Little walk across the room. There we go.
Right, so now you're going to try and reach it, are you?
Well, you know what they say. No pain, no gain. Oh, all right, I know when I'm beaten. Can you get it for me, love? I mean, I could reach down. And don't get me wrong, I could do with the excitement, but, well, you'd be so much quicker.
Oh, you wouldn't be bored by any chance, would you?
Bored.
Here.
Bored is where I'd like to be, love. Bored is something I'd aspire to, going out of my tree here.
Oh. Well, you'll just have to be patient, won't you? Relax a bit. You're not ready for the farm yet, and you won't be for a while.
I can't relax. There's too much to do.
Not for you, my lad.
There's lambing next month.
All in good time. Now, you sit and read your magazine, or I can turn the telly on.
No, telly, please. There's only so much talk show a man can take.
Okay. You want a coffee?
Yeah, all right. Hey, look, you know, you said that if I felt a bit better, we could go up to Holidry and check out what needs doing that.
Yeah.
Well, I do feel a bit better. You saw the way I got across the room just then?
Just like a two-year-old.
So, is there any chance?
Look, David, you want to go round and check out the fabric of the building, don't you? See what the conversion potential is. That's going to mean a fair bit of standing and walking, you know.
All right, then. Doesn't matter. It's just a thought.
OK. We'll give it a try, eh?
Anyone home?
In here, Phil.
Anyone home? Yeah, like I'd be anywhere else.
Hello.
Hello.
So, how's the invalid?
Oh, he's surviving, thanks, Dad.
I was just putting the kettle on, Phil.
Oh, right. Well, coffee would be nice. Thanks, Ruth.
Okay, you won't be second.
So, how have you been?
Oh, I'm getting a lot better, really.
Good.
In fact, Ruth and I were thinking of going up to Holidry this afternoon. See what needs doing up there for when the beef cattle come in.
Oh, sounds interesting. Do you mind if I join you?
Not at all.
I hear you've been picking Debbie's brains about all that.
Yeah, she came over the other day.
Just been over at Brian's.
Huh?
Debbie was in that caravan of hers with her laptop, poring over some figures. She's obviously very keen on some project or other.
Well, didn't she tell you she wants one of these cultivator drills?
Oh.
Hang on, what were you doing in the lambing shed?
Oh. Brian wanted to introduce me to Debbie's new assistant.
Oh, who's that then?
None other than Joe Grundy.
You're joking. What was he doing there?
Apparently, he showed up at Home Farm yesterday at a bit of a loose end, so Debbie told him to make himself useful. He's doing a shift in the lambing shed while she gets on with working on those figures of hers.
Oh, well, he's nothing if not well qualified.
No. Only trouble is, he keeps interrupting and asking if she'll go online.
What?
Apparently, he wants to show her his new skills at surfing the internet.
Here we go, Henry. Pull your back. Forwards. That's it. Not too high, lovey. Nice and gentle. There we go.
Hiya.
Oh, hi. Hi, Beans.
Well, let's get you into the swing, shall we?
Oh.
Who's a big girl, eh? Won't be long before you can go on the big girls and boys' swings.
Oh, she has done it.
I'll bring her in quite often with Henry. Oh,
she's still a bit little. No, what I'm saying is...
Okay. Mummy will give you a big push now. There we go.
Cold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, in fact, if I hadn't managed to get that new coat for Phoebe... Oh, there we go. Well, we probably wouldn't have come out at all.
Well, I think you'll find she's quite used to the cold.
Well, you all are, living over here.
I'm not used to it at all anymore.
No, you wouldn't be, would you?
Not after being in South Africa all this time.
I suppose not. I mean, is that where you live now, as opposed to here, that is?
I don't know, really. I mean, I don't like to think of myself as living here, in Ambridge.
Right. But do you sort of see yourself as living in South Africa?
I'm not really very good at pinning that kind of label on myself, to be honest, Hayley. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm only settled in one place for long.
So why come back here now?
To have the baby, of course.
Oh. Henry, don't swing from side to side, darling. You bump into Phoebe. Let me just give you another push. There we go.
So what happens afterwards when you've had the baby?
I haven't thought that far ahead, to be honest. Right. It's something I'll have to discuss with Lucas when he gets here.
Oh, when's he arriving?
As soon as he can. He's very busy at work at the moment.
Oh. And when the baby's born, are you and he...
Hey!
Whoa, Henry, sweetheart, come on. I told you about swimming from side to side.
You just stop that, young man. You nearly bumped into Phoebe. Play nicely, OK?
All right, Kate. You need to go for the top. It's only little. Phoebe is OK.
Yeah, sorry, Henry. Mummies tend to be a bit protective of their little girls, OK?
Oh, come on, young man. Time we were getting you back.
Head for the wall. You can perch on that.
Look, there's no need to panic. I'm not completely immobile.
We're not saying you are. You're fine.
But it's going to be a while before you're really fit again, isn't it?
Oh, they say it takes a few weeks. Mm.
Ah. Oh, you all right?
Yeah, fine now. Will you look at the three of us? The face of the new dynamic Brookfield. And between us, we can hardly make it into an old farm building.
Yeah, well, speak for yourself.
You all right, Dad?
Yes, I just taking it in. It's been quite a while since I've been up here. Now the pigs have gone.
I know. Still, pasture's new, eh?
Absolutely. So, what do you think we'll need to do?
Well, not that much as it happens. I mean, obviously, the rest of these stalls will have to come out.
As far as I can see, the place is basically sound.
Oh, great.
We want to put new pens in.
Well, I dare say we can find someone to sort it out. The other thing we have to consider is silage.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to decide whether to expand the clamp down at Brookfield or build another one here.
We'd wondered about that. What do you think, Phil?
Well, there's pros and cons either way.
Yeah, I mean, if we're carting silage up here every day, it'll cost more in time and labour.
True, but most of the silage ground is over there. It's going to be a slow old job hauling grass up here.
It swings and roundabouts, really, isn't it?
Mm.
Personally, I'm in favour of the second clamp.
I'm inclined to agree with that. Plus, there's a good place for it out the back.
Then that's what you should do. This is your show, after all.
Hey, this is great, isn't it? Finally getting it going after all this time.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly a relief to be moving forward after so long in deadlock, I must say.
Yeah. Hey, you know what we should do next, love?
What's that?
We should go and talk to someone who's already running Hereford.
That wouldn't do any harm. I met a chap at the NFU do the other day. There's a place the other side of Worcester. He runs Hereford's. I'm sure he'd be keen to show you around.
I think maybe before we decide on little jaunts anywhere, a certain person should be a bit more mobile, don't you?
There.
And we pop the nightie over your head?
Yeah, that fits over my head.
Yeah, it does. Where's Phoebe gone? There she is!
Are you sure you don't want a cup, Hayley?
No, thanks. Make yourself at home, why don't you?
Okay, lovey.
You get into bed.
Come on. I will read you a story when Mummy's gone home.
All right.
I'll just close the door after you. Good girl. Is it all right if I have a biscuit as well? I'm starving.
Yes, help yourself.
Thanks.
Oh. All I seem to do is eat at the moment.
Where's Phoebe?
In a bedroom.
Why have you put her to bed?
Oh, no, no. She likes to have a little play with her cuddly toys on her own before one of us comes in and reads her a story.
Well, can't she come and play in here with us?
Well, this is the way she likes to do it.
Oh. Well, I'll read her a story then.
Well, she asked if Roy would do it today.
But he's not back.
Could you any second?
Okay. Oh, we've had a really good day today, you know, me and her.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, I think we've finally got back to where we were.
Sorry, I don't get you.
Well, you know, before I went away.
Kate, hello, be realistic. She hasn't seen you for over a year. Her routine was totally broken up, and the only sense she got of you was a disembodied voice on the phone. It's going to take a bit more than a week to get back to where you were.
Yeah, and maybe you're right. Still, I'm getting there, and she is having a great time with me.
Fine.
Which is why what I've got planned for next week will do us a whole load of good. I think so anyway.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I thought I'd take her to the Blackberry Line Steam Railway on Monday and then have her overnight at Home Farm afterwards.
What?
Obviously, I know I'd normally have her at the end of the week, but she is getting to know me better now and I know she'll miss me.
Right, right. And you don't think you might want to ask our opinion first?
There's no need to be quite so hostile.
I'm not being downright hostile. I'm saying no.
Hang on, you can't just say no.
Yes, I can, and Roy will back me.
Haven't you heard a word I've been saying, Kate? That poor kid has had a routine totally messed about by your grand entrance last week, not to mention last year, and I'm not having a messed about anymore.
I'm sorry, Hayley, but you don't get to decide. It's none of your business.
It is very much my business, actually.
Something up?
Yeah, something is up, Roy.
What's happened?
She wants to take Phoebe on Monday, for the whole day and the night.
Oh, now hang on, Kate. No, Monday isn't one of your days, is it?
Look, I'm talking to him, Phoebe's father. It's got nothing to do with you, Hayley.
Tough, because I happen to be his partner, so you don't do one without the other.
But look, will you both stop this? There must be a way to sort this out without arguing.
Yeah, there is. You can make her understand she's not Phoebe's mother and I am. I'm going home.
Flipping heck, what happened?
You saw what happened. She was just being her usual self. I am not having it anymore.
The Archers was written by Peter Carey and the Agricultural Story Editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Andy Jordan and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.